Let me say a few words, Mendel, about what we want to accomplish.
Anytime.
Yaakov, you here too?
Yes,
okay.
Sir, sir.
I want to say a few words about what...
Oh, it's about Sukkah. Okay.
Well, that's why I wanted to say a few words in introduction. We're going to see a number of statements in Chazal that put the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, sitting in the sukkah, on the highest level. As if to say, if you took the mitzvah of sukkah and you put it on a scale with the 612 mitzvahs on the other side of the scale, it would balance the whole scale.
It surrounds you.
Really? That it's shkolug, right, so that's what we want to study today. Why? What's so special about the mitzvah of sukkah that you'll see in statements in the Medrash and elsewhere that it's equal to all the other mitzvahs?
Oh.
Wild. Secondly, we're wondering what is the connection between the mitzvah of sukkahs and Yitzias Mitzrayim. You remember that Hashem, right after we left Mitzrayim,
right,
we sat in the sukkah. And thirdly, to try to understand, how is it that the mitzvah of sukkah is granted as a reward for Avraham Avinu? You remember that Avraham Avinu is going to receive the guests, which are Arabs. They are going to be, Avraham Avinu is going to sit them down tachas ha'etz, under the protection of an etz, of a tree, and that's going to give them shade. And that,
where's the idea of the Ohel Avraham, the tent, with the four sides
open.
That's just like...
Right, that's more in a remez in Parshas Vayetze that takes Yaakov Avinu back to Avraham Avinu. But for our purposes, it's just the eights under which the guests, you know, the Orchim were placed.
So they were,
and somehow in his chus for that mitzvah, the descendants of Avraham Avinu are going to be granted the mitzvah of sukkah. So we're going to try to see if we connect Parshas Vayera, in this case, of the guests of Avraham Avinu with sukkah. And the last question that I want to ask is that Parshas Hazinu always comes before sukkahs. Is there any connection between Parshas Hazinu and sukkahs? So although I wouldn't title the shir as a shir on the parasha per se, I don't want anyone to get it's a shir on sukkah, but connected to the parasha, very profoundly connected to the parasha in more ways than one. Let's also consider the fact that the connection between Parshas Hazinu and the mitzvah sukkah is the concept of bitachon, of relying on Hashem. And as you and I know, bitachon is fundamental, but yet very complicated, very demanding, and sometimes we get the feeling that it's, you know, to rely on Hashem in all circumstances and assume that everything that's happening is all part of a plan is a very great challenge. So I don't want you to think that that what we're about to learn, that essentially sukkahs is all about bitachon, is something simple. It's definitely a challenge, but I feel that perhaps this challenge of the message of sukkah was located on the calendar right after Yom Kippur, because maybe after experiencing Yom Kippur, we're still under the influence of Yom Kippur, we can possibly strive for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of sukkah. Also, let's keep in mind that sukkahs, within the constellation of the three mo'adim, is the mitzvah of simcha. Although it says v'samachta b'chagecha, and Chazal apply that to all three regalim, and every holiday has the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha, but the Torah places special emphasis on the mitzvah of simcha with regard to sukkahs. And the pasuk really appears within the context of sukkahs, and simchas beis hashoeva certainly is the mitzvah of ushavtem ayin b'sason, it's sason and simcha, and perhaps this concept of bitachon, of relying in Hashem, is, I would say, almost the apex of simcha. Now, Chazal tell us and this is a medrash early on in the Torah, that the three angels come to visit Avram. He gives them food, tachas ha'etz, and Chazal say that that's the sukkah. And that, in the schus, in the merit of Avram Avinu fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah and placing the malachim in the sukkah, we, our status as descendants of Avram Avinu is to receive the mitzvah of sukkah. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejects the Mekatrigim at the time of Matan Torah. This is very interesting. You may recall that according to the Hashkafa of Chazal, when God wanted to give the Torah to the people of Israel, not everybody up in heaven was happy about that. And there were various Malachim that were called the Mekatrigim. They represented the other nations of the world. And V'chimasa ponim yesh b'dov, why are you giving preferential treatment to the people of Israel? And this was a great kitchering at the time of Matan Torah, that the celestial beings were already complaining, why do you choose the people of Israel? And the answer is, this is a Gemara in Shabbos on Peches, that Hashem turns to the Malachim, he actually tells Moshe to turn to the Malachim, and argue against them. And he says, aren't you embarrassed in front of Moshe Rabbeinu that the klaster ponov, the face of Moshe Rabbeinu, look like the face of Avram Avinu? And Hashem turns to the Malachim and he says to them, you want to be Makatreg? You owe him, meaning Avram Avinu, because as I said before, the countenance of Moshe Rabbeinu looked like that of Avram. And he fed you. You received a Kabbalas Orchim at his table. And don't you have a sense of gratitude towards Avram Avinu? And now you're coming to try to remove Avram Avinu and his descendants from the right to receive the Torah? It seems that this Parsha, this episode of the Hishanu Tachas Ha'etz, when Avram Avinu tells the Orchim to stay under the tree, is such a powerful episode that it even gives the people of Israel a right, a claim to the Torah itself. And the language of the Medrash, Chayecha Shani Porea Lebanecha, Hashem turns to Avram Avinu, he says, Chayecha is a Lashon Shvua, I take an oath that I will bring reward to your descendants for this great mitzvah of Hishanu Tachas Ha'etz. And the Medrash quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Parash Anan LaMasach, which means that the Jewish people will go through the desert for 40 years and they will have a sukkah. And what is that sukkah? It's Anan. Anan means the holy clouds, the Anani HaKavod. They will protect the Jewish people throughout the 40-year period in the Midbar. This touches on the Machlokas, whether or not Besukos Teishu Shivasyon, Besukos Oshavti is Bnei Yisrael, means Sukkos Mamish or Anani HaKavod. According to this particular approach in the Medrash, it means Anani HaKavod. And the Anani HaKavod are given to Bnei Yisrael because of the Hishanu Tachas Ha'etz, as a reward for Avram Avinu's Hachnosis Orchem. So we're beginning to see that the mitzvah of Sukkah is a reward that dates back, or can be attributed back to Avram Avinu's great act of Chesed, when he tells the Malachim to sit under the Eitz. And that merit of Avram Avinu is going to carry us for 40 years to the Midbar with the protection of the Anani HaKavod, which are the Sukkos. And it's going to carry us to Matan Torah against the argument of the Mekatrigim and justify our rights to Matan Torah. All because of the original Sukkah. Again, the original Sukkah is the Sukkah of Avram Avinu at the time of the Orchim. So therefore, just to summarize what we derive from this Medrash, which is in the third paragraph here, if you want to see the summary, he says that we the people of Israel, the descendants of Avram, merited the mitzvah of Sukkah in the schus of Avram Avinu's great mitzvah of Achnosas Orach and Mishanu Tachasa Eitz. And although it's not clear to us that Avram Avinu placed the Orachim into a sukkah, but he says that if you look at the Paitan, again, you know, we have various piyutim, the old school Ashkenazim, the Germans, they have a commitment to read the piyutim on each one of the holidays. And in one of the piyutim for Chag HaSukkot, it says, Olim kishein av tachas eitz sukkah, which means Olim are the powerful ones. That's a reference to the Malachim. Shehishin is the reflexive of putting someone under protection. Av is a reference to the first of our forefathers, Avram Avinu, tachas eitz sukkah. That when we thank Hashem for the great mitzvah of sukkah, we mention the fact that Avram Avinu placed the malachim into a sukkah. And again, in the pasuk itself, it doesn't say that it was a sukkah. It just says Ishanu tachas ha'etz. But Chazal the Medrash understood that that etz was a sukkah. And the Paitan points out that the malachim were seated in the sukkah by Avram Avinu, and that's what it means. Hishanu tachas eitz means eitz hasukkah.
But it's not. I mean, you could say it's a sukkah, but according to the way we have a sukkah, it can't be the branches of a tree that's connected to the ground. It has to be
right. I guess it means that Avram Avinu must have cut it off, and tachas eitz means that once we put you underneath the eitz, then we're going to cut off the eitz, and it's going to be a sukkah. Alternatively, maybe the malachim were not committed to uphold all the details of the laws of sukkah. I don't know, it's one of those two possibilities.
You're not chayav in sukkah, because you're not even human beings.
Correct. So it's the tzuras ha-sukkah, maybe there were four walls or three walls, and then there was the eitz. But Chazal understand that was a sukkah, and that is the sukkah that we sit in b'schus Avram Avinu's great mitzvah of hachnosas orachim. Now, when we think about it, who are these malachim? What were their goal? One of them was to notify Avram Avinu and Sarah about the birth of Yitzchak, the future birth of Yitzchak. And Chazal tell us in the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah that Yitzchak was actually born on Sukkot. So when Avram Avinu says to Malachim, Ishanu tachas ha'etz, meaning we're going to create a kiyuma mitzvah of sukkah, and they, the Malachim, ate, whatever that means, underneath the sukkah, we begin to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Avram and says, Ato Amarta, you said, Hishanu tachas ha'etz, you fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah with the Malachim, even before it was given to Klal Yisroel, Chayecha Shani Porei Levanecha, Porei Levanecha, B'sukot Teishru Shivas Yomim, that your children, your descendants, will receive the Torah, and they will fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah, Zeichel Anani HaKovet, and all this is b'schus the fact that you were Mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah even before it was given. And this reflects the statement in Chazal, you know, that Avraham Avinu fulfilled all Taryag mitzvahs even before they were given. Where did he fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah? Here, in the case of Achnos Sokh in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, Hishanu Tachas Ha'etz. And now Klal Yisrael is going to be given the Anani HaKovet as a schus, as a reward for the Tachas Ha'etz of Avraham Avinu. And we're going to be Zoch at Kabbalah HaTorah for this great mitzvah of Sukkah, which was already fulfilled before Kabbalah HaTorah by Avraham Avinu Hishanu Tachas Ha'etz. And when we go back to the words of the Paitan, Olim, the strong ones, the mighty ones, those are the Malachim, Kishehishin Av, when Avraham Avinu placed them under the protection of the Eitz HaSukkah, Avraham Avinu fed the Malachim under the Eitz HaSukkah, and Klal Yisrael is zochah to be Mekabel HaTorah in the schus of that mitzvah Sukkah. So when the angels claim, well, why you God, are you giving the Torah to to Klal Yisrael. What about the other nations of the world? And Moshe Rabbeinu responds because of the miracle that God changes, he transforms the countenance of Avram to look of Moshe Rabbeinu to look identical to that of Avram Avinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the angels and he says, "Well, aren't you embarrassed? You ate in Avram Avinu's sukkah." Okay, we'll add that word. "And now you're coming to claim that the people of Israel did not deserve the Torah." So one of the questions that we want to address is, you know, what is the Torah? You know, you're talking about the mitzvah of Achnosis Orchim, and you're talking about the Torah itself. You know, because Avraham Avinu fulfilled the mitzvah of Achnosis Orchim, therefore Klal Yisrael will receive the Torah. But maybe the answer is that because they ate the Malachim ate in the sukkah, now the mitzvah of sukkah for sure has to be given to the descendants of Avraham Avinu as a reward for Avraham's great action of sukkah. And once one mitzvah of the Torah has to be given to Klal Yisrael, maybe it means that the entire balance of the Torah has to be given to Klal Yisrael. So he quotes here the Rapshasa. He says, "V'hinei matzinu," this is in the bottom of the middle column, "Shachaz Avraham b'mitzvah sukkah." And therefore the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to receive the Torah, the Malachim claim, well, why does he deserve to receive the Torah? God changes the countenance of Moshe to look like that of Avram. And God turns to the Malachim and says, You ate by him. Nimtza shekabolas kol haTorah zechino al yedei achila besukkah. Very heavy language. That the reason why at the end of the day we were able to receive the Torah, why did we merit the Torah and not another nation on the face of the earth? The answer is bischus the achila besukkah. Avraham Avinu feeds the malachim and they fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. Therefore, we deserve, the descendants of Israel, to receive the Torah. I mean, why is that so? What's the connection between the mitzvah of sukkah and all of the Torah? And furthermore, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu argue against the malachim who came down because they came down and ate at the table in the sukkah of Avraham Avinu? Is that enough of a reason for them to give up on the Torah and for Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah? Interesting, I forgot to mention that the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Pei Ches says that the Malachim wanted to keep the Torah for themselves. There's a very interesting variance in the Medrash. According to one version in the Medrash, it was the nations of the world and their Malachim, their Sarim up in Shemayim, they wanted to claim the Torah. According to another interpretation, the Malachim themselves wanted to keep the Torah on high. Because after all, we are disembodied spirits. We're spiritual. We're not physical.
So there was a conversation already with Moshe Rabbeinu when God said to, you know, say why Am Yisrael should get the Torah and not Malachim. He said because Malachim don't have a Yetzirah. They don't eat. They don't drink. They don't propagate.
Correct. So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara in Shabbos.
Right.
And that indicates that the Malachim wanted the Torah for themselves, and Hashem said, Moshe, give them an answer. Moshe said to them, "This whole Torah is not shaykh to you. You don't have Yetzer Hara. You didn't leave Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha sheyitzeis Mitzrayim klum leMitzrayim yiradetem." But the Medrash says something totally different. That the reason why Moshe won the debate against the Malachim is because his face looked like that of Avram, and Hashem said, "You ate in Avram's house, and now you're coming to take away the Torah." Okay, so they ate in Avram Avinu's house. Send them a bill, you know, send them a bowl, a basket of flowers, a bouquet of flowers. But for that, they get the Torah. Like it's off kilter, you know.
Is he trying to negate the Malachim's claim by saying, "Well, you benefited from Avraham"?
No,
you can't have a claim.
But it's not exactly a claim as much as it's, are you embarrassed? Aren't you embarrassed to stand here and argue against someone? Imagine if let's say you were hungry and somebody fed you, and then you fight against him and try to undermine his position.
Yeah.
But why is that enough of a reason to give us the Torah itself? Now, he goes back again to the piyut for Shachris of the second day of Sukkot, which you'll see here on the left column. And it says there the following. Now I'm assuming, and again if I'm historically incorrect, then I stand corrected, I apologize, that this Paitan is none other than Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. Because HaKalir was unbelievable at integrating all of Chazal, I mean hundreds of statements of Chazal, into a very short poem. It's almost like he wrote it Beruach HaKodesh. I mean, my Rebbe thought that, although the historians claim he lived much later, my Rebbe claimed that he was a Tana. He lived at the time of the Tanoim. Nobody knows exactly when Rabbi Elazar HaKalir lived. V'chol asher tadir lasot zot yizkeli hamerlo kazot asher enosh yaseh zot yechoshiv lo kishamar kol haTorah hazot umi shamak zot umeit Hashem haita zot. Very perplexing. So the later commentaries try to explain what did the Paitan indicate and derive from Sukkah. Keep in mind that this poem, this liturgical poem, was integrated into the prayers of Sukkot. And the word tadir, which he says, kol asher tadir, seems to be a reference to Sukkah, because the mitzvah of Sukkah during this period of 7 days has to be tadir. Teshvu ke'ein taduru. Tadir means live in it, dwell in it, the way you would normally dwell in a house. V'chol asher tadir lasot, whatever you're used to doing in your house, that's the way you live in your domicile, zot, take it into the sukkah. And as a result, kishomar kol haTorah hazot. The Paitan says, it says, if you have fulfilled the entire Torah. So the commentaries base themselves on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. God tests the nations of the world. The nations of the world come forward and they claim, why are you giving the Torah to this nation of the Jewish people? Give it to us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to test them. And he's going to say to them, you know what? I'm going to offer you one single mitzvah and let's see what you'll do with that mitzvah. And does anybody know which mitzvah they...
Sukkah.
Sukkah. And you remember what... How did...
Yeah, he took the sun out of the sheet so it became very hot.
Excellent.
And they kicked it down.
So they kicked the sukkah on the way out. Li'asid lavo, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, fito menicho b'cheko v'yom kol misha osak ba yavo v'yitol scharo miyad miskabtsim u'bon ovdei kol chavim. So God says, I'm going to give the Torah to anyone who studies the Torah and fulfills the Torah. So the Umas Olam HaSeim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us a chance to fulfill the Torah. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to respond, I'll give you one mitzvah, it's called a mitzvah kala with a kuf, and let's see how you'll fare with that mitzvah kala. It's a relatively easy mitzvah. Really doesn't have to cost you much, all you need is 3 defanos, and the fourth one has to be a tefach. Even the size of the schuppah of the sukkah is minuscule. It's really tiny. It looks more like a house for an animal, you know, the small for a dog or a cat. You know, it's a very small structure. It's an easy structure. And not only that, you can place it right outside your merpeset or on top of your roof. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as you said before, brings out the sun. And they run out of the sukkah and they kick the sukkah. So we see clearly that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to evaluate the nations of the world to see if they're ready for the Kiyum Kol HaMitzvahs, Misha Ochel Erev Shabbos Yochel B'Shabbos, so he gives them the mitzvah of sukkah. And we begin to really justify why the Paitan says about sukkah that it is Kol Asher Tadir Laso Zos. It's considered as if you fulfilled the entire Torah. Why? Because you fulfilled the mitzvah of Sukkah. Me'es Hashem Oisazos. It means that the nations of the world will, in the future, will be put to the test. And if they reject this one single mitzvah of sukkah, it's tantamount to rejecting the entire body, the whole corpus of mitzvahs, because sukkah is shkula keneged kol mitzvahs. It's equal and it's balanced keneged the other 612, as we saw the Paitan says, yechashev lo kishomar kol haTorah hazos. Okay.
It's equal to the Torah.
Yeah. Why? Why is the sukkah equal to the Torah, such that Hashem could turn to the malachim and say, you know, you ate in Avraham Avinu's sukkah, and now you're denying his descendants from the right to receive the Torah? They have the rights to receive the Torah because the mitzvah sukkah was already fulfilled, and the mitzvah sukkah is equal to all the other mitzvahs. It's shkula keneged kol mitzvah Torah. So if Avraham Avinu is going to fulfill the mitzvah sukkah even before it's given, and it's equal to the entire Torah, then his descendants will receive the entire Torah. Because the mitzvah sukkah is equal in its significance and its weight to the entire Torah. And that we saw in the Paitan, who says, Yichashev lo kishomar kol haTorah hazos. Okay. So now, again, we're going to answer three questions. Number one, what's the connection between the mitzvah sukkah and Yitzias Mitzrayim? Number two, how is it that Klal Yisrael are going to be zoche to receive the Torah because of the mitzvah of sukkah that Avraham Avinu was mekayim? And finally, why is sukkah considered shkula keneged kol mitzvahs? So we're going to begin our analysis of the mitzvah of sukkah with the Psukim of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, which appear in the Zichronos of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi is going to give us an insight into the meaning of this verse in Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Haloch v'karasa b'yaznei Yerushalayim le'mar ko'amar Hashem zacharti loch chesed mirayach avas klulo soyech lechtech acharai b'amidbar be eretz lo zrua. Hashem says, I will remember that you did a chesed in your youth. You, referring to Klal Yisrael. And what did you do? You followed me into the desert in a land that is not arable. It's not capable of producing anything. Says Rashi, zacharti loch, why do I remember this chesed nirayach? Im ayisem shavim elai, you could have responded to me, says Rashi. You, the people of Israel, could have responded when I told you to leave Mitzrayim. Tavati l'rachem aleichem. Do you really, God, want to have compassion over the Jewish people? You're going to take them out to the desert, the wilderness, which is such a dangerous place, men, women, and children? But we didn't ask that question. Mum's the word. Im ayisem shavim elai, we could have had a very good argument. But zacharti lo chesed nurayach. Hashem says that your chesed is that you followed in the footsteps of Moshe the Aaron, and you went out to this wilderness. This is such a difficult wilderness. Not only that, Ein seidol aderech. Maybe if you go out to a wilderness, you bring with you major provisions. They didn't have time even to make bread. They had a couple of matzahs. And why is this? Ki hemantem bi. Hashem says, you had a faith in me. We can now begin to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's about to take the people out of Mitzrayim, he gets a remez in Parshas Bo. Vayofu es habatzeik asher otziru mimitzrayim ugoz matzoski lo chameitz ki gurash ki gurshu mimitzrayim lo chilu sameah v'gam tzeidol lo asu lehem. Says Rashi, magid shvacham shal Yisrael. This pasuk in Shmos Yud Beis is alluding to the great status, and we should praise the status of Klal Yisrael shlo amru, They didn't respond to Hashem. Heich neitzei l'midbar? How can we go out to the desert below Tzedah? Ela, but rather have minu v'holchu. They believed in Hashem, and with blind faith they followed the dictum of Hashem to go out to the desert. And that is mefurash b'divrei Kabbalah. Says Rashi, this we find explicit in the words of our transmission of Torah, in the words of Chazal, on the pasuk Zacharti lo chesed nurai chavasklu lo soyech lechtech acharai b'amidbar b'eretz lo zurah. And this was a great act of bitachon, of relying upon Hashem. Hashem told us to go out to the midbar, no questions. We're just going to do it. Umaschar, and what is the schar that God rewards the people of Israel? It says immediately afterwards, Kodesh Yisrael Lashem. Hashem chose the people of Israel because of their chesed nurayach, because of this great act of reliance upon Hashem. And therefore the Jewish people are singled out as the nation of the holy nation. Let's take a look at Yitzias Mitzrayim and its relationship now to the mitzvah of Sukkah. God takes us out of Mitzrayim, and we reach this high level of bitachon, of lechtech acharei b'midbar b'eretz lo zruah. And this is going to fare well in the stead of Klal Yisrael when they are at Yamsuf. The Mechilta says that the reason why God split the sea on behalf of Klal Yisrael to save the people of Israel is all a reward for their midas habitachon, because of their reliance on Hashem, that they went out to the midbar. They didn't ask any questions, knowing full well the dangers that lurk in the midbar. Elahaminu v'holchu achrei Moshe, with tremendous faith they followed Moshe's mandate, and holoch v'karasi v'karasa b'aznei Yerushalayim v'mar zacharti lo chesed nureich avasklu lo soich lechtech acharei b'amidbar b'eretz lo zruah. And the schar for this, that they relied on Hashem to go out to the desert knowing that there was no produce, there's no way you could produce anything, is Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuaso. God chooses the people of Israel. He has many other nations, but this is the nation that He chooses. And you may ask the following question: didn't God already choose the people of Israel when He took them out of Mitzrayim? That's even before they came forward with the flying colors and passed the test of Bitachon. But the answer is that even after Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was a commitment that Hashem took Kaviyachol to Avraham Avinu, the Acher Kach Yetzu, but nevertheless, the people of Israel are still in a very precarious, dangerous situation. They're going to face their enemies at Yamsuf. And God is going to bring about a tremendous miracle at Kriyas Yamsuf. And why? Because we were zocha to the mitzvah of Sukkah. Avraham Avinu was mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah. And we have the mitzvah of Sukkah in another form, which Hashem already anticipates that we are going to fulfill, and that's lechtech acharei b'midbar. So God takes the people of Israel out of Mitzrayim, but when do they really become worthy of being chosen as a unique people? That's going to happen when they go out to the midbar. Lechtech acharei b'midbar b'eretz lo zruah. They come forward and pass the test of bitachon with flying colors. And they will assume that even in the harsh wilderness, somehow Hashem will provide for them. And that's going to be the Anani HaKavod. So Chazal use the nest, the great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, as a binyanav. That means a paradigm, a case for all Yeshuas, all cases where Hashem will save the people. And Koshim is onos, the Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches, Shel Onam ki Kriyas Yamsuf, Tetziv Nosein Lechem L'chol Basar, V'samach Le Ligozer Yam Suf Ligzarim. So we have a very challenging situation where a person needs mizonos. He has to feed himself and his family. And kashim is onosu shaladam. It's on the highest level. It's so difficult, right? That's all because of the metaphysical divine curse that was meted out to Adam HaRishon after the chait. But Hashem says, I'm going to be a nosein lechem l'chol basar. And why? Because of gozer yamsuf l'gzorim. And the gozer yamsuf l'gzorim is because of the midah of bitachon. Okay, now let's fast forward to the paragraph which is on the left column on page 2. And now we want to connect this entire episode of Hishanuta Chasa Eitz, the Kiyum Mitzvah of Sukkah, and the fact that Sukkah is the schus for Matan Torah. Let's connect it to Parshas Ha'azinu. In Parshas Ha'azinu, which is a long poem, Yimtza'ehu bi'eretz midbar u'besohu yilel yishimon yisovevenu yivonenenu yitzirenu ki'ishon eino. Rashi says the following. Matzu bi'eretz midbar osam matzolo nemanim bi'eretz hamidbar. These people and the nations of the world, I'm sorry, and the nation of Israel manifested their belief in Hashem in the eretz midbar, in the wilderness. And as a result of this tremendous commitment to Hashem, relying as it were on God, a blind faith to go out to the midbar because that's where Hashem wants us to, kibul aleim toraso umalchuso viulo, they were able to accept upon themselves the yoke of Hashem, His kingship, and His Torah. Mashalo osul Yishmael v'yoshvei har seir shenemar v'zorach mi seir lomo ofia mehar poron u'besohu yilel yishimon. Despite the fact that Yishmael was brought into the picture over here, zorach mi seir lomo, but nevertheless he, Yishmael, did not manifest that kind of emunah bitachon. He got the har seir, and all this is because lechtech acharai ba midbar. So the pasuk Yimtza'ehu bi'eretz midbar is an allusion to the fact that Klal Yisrael had such bitachon in Hakadosh Baruch Hu that they would go out to the eretz midbar, this very harsh desert. And in that schus, we are different than all the other nations, than Yishmael, etc. And we will receive the Torah. So when you ask yourself the question, why did we, the people of Israel, receive the Torah? The answer is, and it's a very radical answer, to me at least, it's brand new, it's a revolution of sorts. We received the Torah because we were willing to go out to the Midbar, the Eretz Lo Zrua, and rely totally on Hashem. This was a dangerous operation to go into the midbar, but we relied on Hashem. And all this is going to give Klal Yisrael the schus, the merit of receiving the Torah. And it's all connected to the Sukkah. Now again, you might have asked, well, maybe the nations of the world also deserve the Torah because maybe they also manifest this midah of bitachon. So the pasuk goes out of its way to say, "Osa motzi ani nemonim bi eretz hamidbar shekibu aleim toraso machuso viulo mashalo osu Yishmael vayeshve viyoshve har seir." So unfortunately, the other nations of the world were unwilling to accept that kind of a commitment and that kind of a reliance on Hashem. It was only Klal Yisrael that were willing to rely on Hashem. So the Medrash says the following with regard to the creation of man. Amar Rav Simon, this is on page 3, B'shah Shebah Kadosh Baruch Hu, when God came to implement his decision to create the world, the Malachim up in Shamayim were divided into different camps. One camp said Al Yivra, and the other camp said Yivra. Should man be created? So when the pasuk says Nasa Adam, it means that God turned to the angels and asked for their opinion, and they were surely split. There were those who say that man doesn't deserve to be created. And why is that? Because Chesed v'Emes Nifgashu, Tzedek v'Shalom Nishku. Chesed Omer, the Malach of Chesed, comes in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and advocates in favor of the creation of man. Why? Because man does Chesed. He's a Gomel Chasod. On the other hand, there's the Malach over Emes. And that Malach comes around and says, don't create man. He's full of lies and fabrications. Then we have the Malach of Tzedek, of justice. Yivra. We should create man. Why? Shehu oset tzedakos, because man is capable and willing to give of his own and share it with others. Shalom, the Sar, the highest angel of Shalom, of harmony. Omer, Al Yivra, the Kula Ktata, that man is full of impudence, of argument, of enmity. What do you say?
It says machloket, which is
right, machloket and enmity. This is antithetical to the meat of Shalom. So if man is kulei ktata, he's full of fighting and inner bickering, then he certainly is not ready to receive the Torah. The Torah is Shalom. Shalom means complete, it's whole. Now, according to Rashi at least, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu conferred with the Malachim before he created man is because of the mid of Anova. Anova meaning a modesty, that a humble person, even if he's the head of a company, he will call in some of the members of the board or other members who are not on that level. They're not in the level of CEO. And he would ask them for their opinion. He would consult with them. That's humility. And Hashem also manifests humbleness. And therefore, he turns to the Malachim and asks them, should I create man? But the Medrash says that Emes, the Midah of Emes, refused, or shall I say objected, to the creation of man. Man is full of shkarim, he's full of sins. And therefore he's the antithesis of Emes. So the Medrash says that Hashem took Emes and threw him down to the land. Hishlich Emes ala aretz, hishlich ala aretz. As the Pasuk says in Daniel, Vatishlach Emes Arzo. What does that connection have to do with the fact that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anova, it was his mid of humility that he conferred with the Malachim, and now he takes the Malach of Emes, and what does he do with him? He thrusts him down on the ground. Basically, he shuts him up. So I don't understand. God consults with the Malachim, and then the Malach says, well, don't create man, because of Emes, the man is full of shekel. And God shuts him up. He throws him down.
He wanted a yes man. Just
say, yeah.
Yeah. Just
so where's the Anova? You know, that's not really a meat of humility when I'm waiting for you to be so afraid of me that you'll concur with my opinion. But if you don't, this is what's going to happen to you. It's a very strange kind of...
I don't understand how a Malach can have his own opinion. Doesn't a Malach just do what Hashem's will?
Well, Hashem's will in this case was, give me a psak. You know, Hashem in his humility said to the malachim, tell me, you know, you, each malach represents a different attribute, a different personality trait that are midos tovos. Yeah. And I'd like to know, Hashem says, is it worth the gamble? You know, should we create man? My Rebbe used to always, at the beginning of the year, he used to take a vote what Masechta. Oh no, I'm sorry. At the end of the year, he would take a vote what Masechta we should learn the next year, and then he would always say, "And I'll make the decision." It's like Hashem is saying, "Should we create man or should we not?" But you should know, I'm going to make the decision anyway. And he takes evidence that objects, and he throws them down into the ground. Very strange. So the super commentary on Medrash is called the Yafei Toar. And he says that the reason why Hashem took the emes and threw him down, and by the way, he didn't do the same thing with Shalom. Shalom also said that man should not be created because he's full of ketata, he's full of divisiveness. So why was emes the, the kapara hindle? How do you say? Why was he the, chosen to be the one that would be thrown down? And we find in the bracha, Asher nosan lanu toras emes. And in Tefillah we say Nosan Lanu Toras Emes. So what is special about Emes that Hashem takes Emes and throws him down to the ground and not Shalom? They were both conscientious objectors. So the Yafei Toar presents the following thesis: that Shalom, who says man is full of ketatos, he's not worthy of being created, the kavanah, his intention was that the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination which within man, that's going to generate all these fights, all these ketatos. And that's a result of man, who is a composite, a hybrid of both guf and nefesh, the physical and the spiritual. And when you combine those two together, then because the physical has a Yetzer Hara that's very, very profound, that Yetzer Hara very often overcomes the other element of man, the nefesh, the divine spirit of man. So in the physical world, insofar as man is made of physicality, of materiality, he's material, man is controlled to some extent by his Yetzer Hara. And the only possible way that man could have a clue, you know, some sort of light at the end of the tunnel, a certain optimistic prognosis that man will be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara, because again, man is made up of guf and nefesh, is the Torah itself. The Torah is going to be the tavlin, which means the antidote against the Yetzer Hara. If you'll be osek b'Torah, then you won't be caught in the trap of the Yetzer Hara. And let's understand this based on the famous Mishnah in Avos that says, Al todin es chavercha tagil imkomo. Don't judge a person unless you find yourself in a similar situation. Let's see how well you'll fare in that situation. Therefore, when Emes came forward, and Emes represents the Torah as we saw before, and claimed that man is not roy, he doesn't deserve to be created, Natal Hashem takes Emes v'shlicho la'aretz. And what was the purpose of Lashlicha Ba'aretz, says the Yafei Toar, Kedesha Tadun Es Adam Lefi Mekomo? That just like it says that man should be judged, should not be judged unless you come to his place, so too, when Emes comes forward and says, you know what? I'm the Torah, and the Torah should not be given to someone who is so controlled by his Yetzer Hara that he's going to fabricate the truth. V'kasher tiyesh sham v'tir'es kol nisyonos hakoshim anoroim shel bnei adam. When you'll see the makom of every individual man, how much he's ripped apart, he's overwhelmed by all sorts of trials and tribulations, very difficult. Then you'll begin to understand that it's roi that man is a good candidate for creation. Because what is the tafkid of man in a religious context, in a context of sacredness? He's mekudashli lochem b'lchemes mitzvah keneged yetzara. Man is equipped with the possibility, the potential of overcoming the evil inclination. And if perhaps he may fall prey to the Yetzer on certain occasions, but nevertheless, he has a possibility of rectifying that evil through tshuva. So the reason why Emes is singled out and not al Emes v'shlicho la'aretz is because the Aretz represents the Makomo shel Adam. The Aretz represents man's physicality. And if Emes is coming to say, well, why should you give the Torah to man because he's full of lies? The answer to that is down in the Aretz. Man is made up of goof. Man is made up of an element of materiality, of materialism. And that element is going to make man subject to the powers of the Yetzer Hara. So that you see, Emes, that if you see the broader picture, don't just look at man and say, well, man is a liar. Look at man in the overall picture. Who is man? What is man? And the answer is in the Aretz. Man is down on earth. Man is a product of the earth. Man has elements within him that are pure physical and are excluded from spirituality, and therefore that element in man is going to control his decisions, and ultimately he will be involved in fabricating the truth. So therefore, when God creates the world, He wanted the entire universe to be an abode for His Shechina. But after the chait of Adam HaRishon, Hashem realized that he's got to get out of here. He with a capital H. That's called Siluk Shechina. I can't be here in this world together with Chotim, those who rebel against me. And therefore, in order to be Mashre Hishchina here on Aretz, and Aretz is like a midbar in terms of all its challenges and dangers, how could man be expected to go through the midbar and yet he's going to face these challenges? He's not equipped with the Torah. It's before Matan Torah. And the answer is, again, coming back to Parshas Hazinu Yimtza'eu B'Eretz Midbar, that the Jewish people, even in the Midbar, were on a tremendously high spiritual level. And after Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, they are ripe and ready for all these great miracles. And they will fulfill the will of Hashem. Hashem decides, I will be Mashkin Shechina. Ah, you can judge man negatively because of all his sins and his falsehood. The answer is the Aretz, Al Todin, etc. Ajtagilim Koma. His Makom is where you'll see the whole picture and all the challenges that he faces. Now, where does the mitzvah of Sukkah come into play? So if you take a look at the left column on page 3, you'll see that we're going to introduce a concept called Poel Dimyon. Poel Dimyon means that when there is a prophecy and a promise, a divine promise, we down here on earth could achieve a poel dimyon. That means we can do an action, and that action will guarantee and clinch that that divine promise will come to fruition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends malachim to Avram Avinu. And when? On Chag HaSukkos. At the moment that Avram Avinu is fulfilling the mitzvah of Sukkah, and he's inviting the malachim to join him in the Sukkah. And what that means is the people Well, I shouldn't say the people. I should say Avraham Avinu is preparing the ground. It's the Geter Achana for Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah and not the Malachim. Because when we understand the nature of the mitzvah of Sukkah and the fact that it's a Zecher for the Anani HaKavod, and we begin to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael and put them under the protection of the Anani HaKavod, we'll begin to understand that these Anani HaKavod and the Sukkah that we sit in are symbolic and reminiscent of the high madriga that we, the people of Israel, achieved after Yetzias Mitzrayim, when they followed the mandate of Moshe and they went into the Midbar. Be'eretz lo zrua. That element of bitachon, of total blind faith, as we called it, in the Ribono Shel Olam, that is the great merit of Klal Yisrael for the Anani HaKavod, which are the Sukkos. And B'sukos Hoshavti Es B'nei Yisrael. Everything boils down to that level that the people of Israel, our forefathers, reached when they walked past, you know, in the path or the direction of the directive, I should call it, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar, B'eretz Lo Zrua, despite all the dangers and the harshness of the desert.
Did you just say that Avraham Avinu brought in a Malachim? It was Hagasukos? Because
yeah.
I think it says in the Torah that it was Pesach.
I think that's later when it comes to Lot. Lot is that parish is going to be Chag HaPesach, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
it says Ugos.
Rashi,
you're right.
Says, Rashi
oh,
says
that it's Ugos,
Pesach.
Ugos of Pesach. Right. Right. Excellent question. I guess there are two different midrashim here. You know, Ein Meshivim al Adrush. But again, keep in mind that he quoted a midrash that it was Sukkah. So we'll have to come back to that. But just in the last 5 minutes that we have, Hichnisam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tachas Kanfei Hashchina V'Kifam V'Anani HaKavod. The reward for Klal Yisrael, for Lechtech Achra Bamidbar, and having this reliance in God, is that God is going to guarantee that He will provide protection through the Anani HaKavod in the Derech in the Midbar. V'Hashem Olech Lifnehem Yomam V'Amud Anan L'Nachosam HaDerech V'Laila B'Amud Anan Eish La'ir Lahem L'Leches Yomam V'Laila. And this is the great enterprise, the miraculous entity called Anani HaKavod. And to remind us of the Anani HaKavod, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and entered to the Midbar, we are given the mitzvah of Sukkah. Why Sukkah? So the Zohar says that Sukkah is called Tzela D'Mehemnusa. It is the tzel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkah is a perfect replacement, a parallel, corresponding to the Amudei HaAnan that protected Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. And those Amudei HaAnan represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself and his close relationship to his beloved nation in which he's protecting them. And that's what the Sukkah is all about. When we enter into the Sukkah, we are declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have protected us and will continue to protect us. That is what's called a Poel Dimyon. When we fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah and sit in the Sukkah, then what we're doing is being mashrish b'chol echad miyisrael hakoach hanifla shahayu liyisrael kshiyotzim mitzrayim. That in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise to take place, what we need is to duplicate what every member of Klal Yisrael did when he left Mitzrayim with a great deal of bitachon. We too can follow in this pattern of Yitzia Mitzrayim leMidbar, leEretz Lo Zrua. And how? Because we have the mitzvah of Sukkah. And the mitzvah of Sukkah is going to impact on us for the entire year, for the rest of the 360 days of the year, with minus a little bit there, 358. So again, what's going on here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising Klal Yisrael that he will protect them. But how do we know that that protection is going to be a reality? Because although it's a nevuah and it's a good message that Hashem says, I'll give you the Anani HaKavod, and that's symbolic of the protection of God throughout Jewish history, but we need to take that divine promise and clinch it through a Pol HaDimyon. How do we do so? By sitting in the Sukkah. Because sitting in Sukkah means sitting in the Tzela D'memnusa, in the protection of Hashem. And just to end it, let's take a look at one dimension of Simchas Torah, which follows Sukkahs. And we have the Simcha in Torah. Everyone gets an Aliyah. And why is it juxtaposed exactly at that point in the Hebrew calendar? Ki rak acharei shekiyamnu mitzvas sukkah, Simchas Torah has to wait until we fulfill in the 7 days before the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah to sit in the tzelo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the tzelo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu now in the form, the physical form of the sukkah becomes, or gives us an opportunity, kidei lasos pekach poel dimyon. It's a poel dimyon. Because we're all sitting in the sukkah. Poel dimyon means what we're doing is we're doing an action that implements, that's not the good word, but for the meantime, that's what I'll use, implements the promise of God. The promise of God is that He will protect us. Why? Because lech teich acharai b'midbar, because we went into the harsh desert and we relied on Him, so Hashem says, I will protect you. But how do we know that that divine promise goes beyond the 40 years of the desert? And that divine promise will clinch all of Jewish history? The answer is we have to do a poel dimyon. We have to take that divine promise and we have to express it, implement it. We have to concretize it. We have to materialize it. Once we can materialize it in this world, then we are guaranteed that that divine promise will come to its fruition.
Dimyon means like imaginary.
Dimyon means as, right, imaginary, but it also means similar to, right? What's the Anani HaKavod? Those are the protective Ananim.
Right, so cover over that brings down the...
Correct, and the Sukkah is very similar. It also brings down that divine protection. And by sitting in the Sukkah, we reach that level to which we are totally reliant on Hashem. We've achieved the Pol HaDimyon. And we now know that all the prophecy and all the promises of Hashem will in fact take place. And that's the Midah Bitachon. That's what we express when we go into the Sukkah. It's like Lech Teich Acharai B'Midbar. They went into the harsh desert, the people of Israel, and they had faith that Hashem would save them. Oz Re'uyim L'Kabal HaSatorah. Now that we have been able to achieve that level of spirituality in which we express our total reliance on Hashem by sitting in the Sukkah, and sitting in the Sukkah again means we're sitting in the Tzela D'Emnusa and we have left our homes, entered into the Sukkah with a total firm belief and reliance in Hashem, is then Heavy Gola L'Makom Torah. We're worthy of receiving the Torah. And that's where Simchas Torah comes right after Sukkot. Because we have defined ourselves in that hybrid situation, that tug of war between the two elements that make up man. Which, if you remember, Emes was complaining about man being full of falsehood. And Hashem's answer was, look at the Eretz, meaning look at man as a composite being of both Eretz, meaning physicality, and the Neshama. And appreciate man, the challenges that man faced. That's called Hevi Gol L'Makom Torah. And this Makom means that man has defined himself, the Jewish nation, as aligned themselves, if you will, with the Midah of Bitachon. And that's why, number one, they go out of Yitzis Mitzrayim relying on Hashem in the harsh desert without even questioning God. And that's why we're going to sit in Sukkah, and that Sukkah will be a kium of a poel yotze regard to God's promise. And going out to the Sukkah is the greatest expression of the greatest declaration on our part that we have total faith in Hashem, because we sit under the schach is tzela dememnusa. And it makes sense now that if we've defined ourselves as such a spiritually high nation, that Hashem should give us the Torah. And it all starts with the mitzvah of Sukkah. All right, we'll have to stop here.
What
do you say with Kattigram? We're up to page 4. I'll be right with Yaakov. I just want to make sure this door is open in case anyone is on the other side.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's Kattigram mean?
Oh, Kategor? Kategor is the prosecution. Right? The prosecution up in the heavens is saying, why give the Torah to man? Leave the Torah up in the celestial spheres. We are disembodied spirits. We're not controlled by the Yetzirah. And Hashem's response was, look at the mitzvah of Sukkah in the form of Avraham Avinu being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sukkah. That mitzvah of Sukkah indicates that the Jew is identified with, in this tug of war between two elements that make up man, he identifies himself with the spirit, with the nefesh, and therefore he deserves to receive the Torah. Okay then, I wish everyone a Chag Sameach. Thanks, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
If you get a chance to review this, I mean, we had to learn through it very quickly, but there's a lot here about the mitzvah of Sukkah and reliance on Hashem.